fucker.
What a cock.
Thank you. Live from Rudolph's Christmas Dingleberries at Shenanigans. This week we have Ellen with an A-E-I-O-U and could sometimes Y. Or we just call him for short, Ellen with a vowel movement.
That's funny. Well done, sir.
Matt.
Hello.
Rich.
Hi.
Walden. And I am Craig. You thumped it.
Yeah, it's the flick of the mic.
There you go.
That's my greeting now.
Flick of the
mic. That's my greeting. Oh, I do that in public, too. Flick people on the forehead when he's, hey, how are you? I'm Tom. Hey, Tom.
Flick it more than twice you're playing with it.
They're going to say you flick your bean.
Big game tonight.
Why? What's going on tonight, Craig?
What's going on?
The Bills are playing.
Oh, a sporting contest.
The Patriots. I say the winner of tonight's game wins the AFC East.
That's a good bet. They do play one more time this year, though.
I know.
So,
but that puts them two games ahead of Buffalo if they win tonight.
I think the winner of tonight's game is going to be the winner of the Super Bowl this year.
I don't think so. Maybe.
What the
fuck? It's a stretch.
Is Mac Jones that good?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
He plays the system well.
Right. They drafted well.
What do we got for scores tonight, boys? What do you think?
It's going to be a low-scoring affair.
I would say, yeah, 16-13.
Yeah, that sounds
I got 21-16, I think, Bills.
Although it's field goals are going to be real difficult.
They are.
Big wins, man. Big wins here in the Buffalo area.
So is throwing.
Throwing the ball and kicking the ball is going to be tough.
So who's got a better running back?
Not the Bills.
Yeah. Isn't our guy out right now? Who's the guy that's out?
Well, actually, Josh Allen's the best running back on both teams.
There
will be a lot of RPO with Josh Allen pulling the ball in and running.
Any surprises from this weekend's games besides Detroit?
Detroit, that's about it, yeah.
But it's only Minnesota.
They're a pretty good team.
I'm glad Minnesota lost.
Dalvin Cook was out. Adam Thielen left early, so they didn't have their two big...
Like flat pop.
Two of their three big weapons, so...
What happened at the beginning of the Seattle-San Francisco game that the ambulance was out on the field?
Coin flip!
Swing and a miss. Penny.
Come on, I'm not wrong.
A swing and a miss.
They used an ass
National
penny.
Anthem?
They used an ass penny.
Well, they brought the ambulance right out.
I didn't see
All
it.
I know is a San Francisco guy down, and Russell Wilson was right over there. Because well, camera time.
Ambulance, you got a chance. In a hearse, got to be worse. If anybody can tell me what movie that's from, I will give you $5.
I assumed it was a bumper sticker.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
No.
Who's Harry Crumb?
No. It's from that movie.
Something Like It Hot.
With Demi Moore and Bill Murray and John Candy was in there.
Oh, Nothing But Trouble.
Nothing But Trouble. That's what it was.
Nothing But Trouble. Demi Moore.
Great movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Banker!
It's a really B movie.
Imagine me not having seen a movie.
But awesome.
You have good reason to have
seen Tupac is
this
in
movie.
It. And then who's
Digital
that guy?
I'm sure you read the book.
No.
Yeah.
Still better than Dr. Detroit, though.
I love that movie.
Dan Aykroyd has made some terrible
I like Dr. Detroit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I like Dr. Detroit.
Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh, my God, that was...
Hey, he didn't make that, did he?
That one wasn't that bad.
But you know what? Once they got to New Orleans for
Dan
the
Aykroyd?
Blues Brothers 2000, then it was just sweet all the way through because all the just star-studded musical cast they had.
Yeah.
Then it was phenomenal. But yeah, like beforehand when he was in the bathroom with shaving cream all over himself going, ah... It was a silly movie.
I refuse to recognize it as part of the trilogy.
Wait, trilogy?
Well, it would be a trilogy if I recognized it, but I refuse to. So it's just two movies.
What's the other? There's Blues Brothers, and then there would be Blues Brothers 2000.
I misspoke.
He's Animal House's part two.
Yeah.
There you go.
Could be, depending on the...
Aykroyd's not dead. There could still be a...
Okay, what's the guy's name?
3,000.
Oh, good God.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
No.
That's going to be coming up tomorrow, National Pearl Harbor Day.
It's a great day.
Yep.
It is a great day.
What was the name of the jerk in...
Steve Martin.
No. In Animal House that ended up... Starring in the Twisted Sister videos.
Yeah.
He went to Vietnam and his troops killed him.
Niedermeyer.
Yes.
What's that?
Yep. A pledge pin. Twisted Sister. I'm shocked that he recognized Twisted Sister.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock!
Nailed it.
That's what we used to call Sister Helen when she used to come in and do our substitute teaching class. She was Twisted Sister.
Really?
Yeah.
We had Sister...
And she's still around doing, I think, teaching and subbing.
Sister
she
got to
be like 117 years old.
Sister Claire, she came in to substitute when we were in school, and she's still alive. She comes into our office. She is the head of the Diocese of Buffalo's archives.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, they weren't archives when she was checking them out.
Right.
That was current events. Oh, that's horrible. You're a horrible person.
She's a really, really nice woman.
I said to Eve, I said, no, don't eat that apple. She wouldn't listen.
That's funny. You still owe Jesus money. You still owe Jesus a quarter. Remember who said that? That was Vinny. And nobody understood his joke.
No.
From our what episode was that? Our 200th episode.
No one knows what you're talking about. You wanted the reference to the episode number 2?
He was talking to you when he said it. It was the 200th episode. We were all in here.
A lot was said that night. I don't remember much of it.
Over top of other people saying other things.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Except everybody except Dave.
I'm just cursed with I'm cursed with listening to the show, I guess. Right. Everybody else just does the show and doesn't pay any attention.
That's true.
Not true. I listen.
We're living in the moment.
I live it. I listen to it
listen afterwards.
Several times in edit, and then I listen to it again after I've got it posted.
I was listening today to the last week's episode, and I still didn't get the reference to the title again. I missed it.
The title? What was the title this week? Oh, so you're just pretending to be dumb?
It was somebody said that to you.
Yeah, because you responded with something, and Rich goes, oh, you're just pretending to be dumb?
But I couldn't remember what I was saying, though.
That's why I didn't vote for that one.
Well, I had the first number one on there was about a third tower, which I thought was hilarious once we were talking about it.
Because it was a Tolkien reference.
Yes. Right.
But it could be misconstrued. Yeah.
I gave the list to two people in my household, and they both go, are you guys talking about September 11th? I'm like, ooh, that's a bad connotation. Out the door. That one's
gone. No, but people, if they listened to it, then they realize we weren't talking about it, so it could have been a hook.
Yeah, but you know what? People only read headlines.
You know, right. I don't think that that's a scientifically valid sample size.
That's true.
But me talking about buying two of the Pete Davidson dildos.
Right in the face.
With headlines, I have a shirt that says I have a big peepee, but nobody pays attention to that.
What?
What's the matter, Matt? Do you have a case of the Mondays?
I do.
What if you get your ass kicked for saying something like that?
Yeah.
It's kind of what I was goading him into.
Kicking your ass?
Yes.
So it's also birthday week this week. We've had several birthdays in the last month. We had Alan with a vowel movement. He had his.
I like that.
I do. I like that.
I like that a lot, actually. I'm going with that. I'm good with that.
Matt recently had a big birthday.
Yes.
And then this week, it's you and I, buddy. I won't
just say, you and I.
I won't say when your birthday is, but mine is tomorrow. And whenever you're listening to this, you can guess when tomorrow is or was.
Well, there's usually a Bills game
the
tonight.
Day after the Monday night Bills game. my National Pearl Harbor Day, we also call that one.
My birthday's on Saturday, and this usually drops on Saturday.
Yes, so happy birthday. This will be dropping on your birthday.
For your birthday, we're giving you an episode.
So your birthday is the second biggest tragedy on December 7th.
Wow.
It's close.
That's open to debate.
Are you doing anything special for your birthday this weekend?
I don't know.
Especially after you missed your anniversary.
Yeah.
I didn't miss it. I was right there with Tammy the whole time.
Blowing each other's noses.
Wait, what?
They were sick.
Swabbing each other's noses.
More or less. No, the wife's been asking me for like 2 weeks, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I said, you know what? How you choose to honor me is up to you.
Yes.
She hates that answer, which means I love it.
What are we going to do? We had a big celebration for me. Are we going to do any celebration for you guys?
Nah. I have a birth week celebration, so.
Nice.
It extended into his sex time.
It started early. Yeah, we couldn't do this tomorrow because that was on the table.
That's not the only thing on the table.
Erase.
You better dust first.
Just clean the tablecloth.
Lay down a towel.
Yeah. Or two.
And an air mattress.
The hot tub towels.
There you go.
They already smell like chlorine.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
Yeah, you might want to go to a doctor.
I guess you're never going to end up with the COVID.
That's right.
You're all bleached up.
Exactly.
I was thinking that. I just couldn't figure out how to say it without saying it.
Plus, you shove light bulbs up your ass.
2024.
I'm glad you said light bulbs. That reminds me to buy light bulbs.
Don't forget the light bulbs.
That's not a good sex toy.
No, the three.
Oh no, it's
the
not.
Three lights above the bathroom sink. This morning, the middle one and the right one went out, and I can't get them to work again. So there's only one light in the bathroom, and it's
not very good.
Or is it very romantic?
It's not romantic.
Not bright enough for manscaping.
Not bright enough. I don't like taking a shower in the dark.
Too many scary movies in
yes.
your past.
Yeah. Well, with that low amount of light, when you step out, you won't terrify yourself and you see yourself in the mirror.
That's why the mirror's higher.
Right. You can't.
I'm short.
That's why I get out on the one end of the tub because the mirror's on.
When he looks down at the paper, he can't tell if it's clean or not.
When I get out, there's all the steam and everything. It looks like gorillas in the mist. Oh. I was just waiting for Sigourney Weaver to pop out.
I would be too.
Sexy woman.
Very.
I sold her sneakers.
Did you really?
Yeah. On 68th and Carmar, 68th and 3rd Avenue when I worked at Foot Locker.
Does she have lovely feet?
She's a sexy woman, but yeah. But she had, well, actually, I couldn't say for sure because she had socks on. But they seem proportionate. She had nice arch.
I always think of her
smelled good.
In Galaxy Quest because I think she's rocking a body in there. Mm. Those are fake boobs.
Really?
Yeah.
That
she
bitch.
She wore the cutlets?
Yeah, whatever you... To make them look
the
bigger.
Prosthetics.
A boob.
Yeah.
Yep.
But even then, without that, she still looks good. She's a beautiful woman.
She's a very beautiful woman.
Show him your hairy chest.
I never got hair on my chest till I was 40. Now I got like 4 hairs.
Oh, we've never owned a rabbit.
And then when I go to get my EKG, I tell the poor girl at the doctor's office.
I'm sorry.
She puts the stickers on for the EKG. And I tell her, I said, be careful ripping that off because I only have 4 chest hairs and it took me 40 years to get them. And she just stopped and looked at me.
I won't have
like,
another one for until yeah. I'm 50.
When I did my
that's coming up pretty quickly. So.
Boink. When I did my EKG, I told the lady who was doing it, I said, you know what? This would be a lot less uncomfortable if I was the only one here with my shirt off.
Oh.
Then the police came.
She laughed. And then we talked about her relationship with her husband, feeling a little neglected. It could have went places. But I didn't do it.
And then you put your shirt back on.
Yeah. It was supposed to be like a 15-minute procedure.
Did she comb
your hair?
She was
just like for 45 minutes just checking me out. And I kept saying, lower. Lower. She said, I can check your prostate if you want. I said, that's too low.
Did she look at your leg?
No.
She'd had her look at your leg.
Really?
Unless she was one of those holistic medicine women or something.
Your middle leg.
Oh, a kickstand.
No, I wonder who fall over all the time.
Yeah. I know. It's broken.
You're little, counting on that.
That's a little guy. He just says hello. I'm like a little dusty mushroom that's been kicked under the booth over at Molinaro's restaurant. That's all. I'm not winning no prizes.
That's going to wind up in a pizza somehow. I don't know that it hasn't, actually.
Yeah. Can we get that pizza again? No. No. That's all I got.
So you gave me the first title idea.
Alan, it's like a warm pizza pie.
That's amore.
That's amore. That's right.
We'll just tell your mother we ate it.
Oh, the fun we have here.
Too much.
I'm not going to lie. I don't hate this earlier start. I know you guys normally can't do that, but this is kind of nice.
I like it. I prefer it, but...
That little in between. Once we start doing it at 8:30, 9 o'clock, you know, some of us are 50 now. We get a little tired. I sometimes right. have to take a nap before.
Is that the cutoff?
Did you get your AARP card?
They did send me. They keep sending me all the stuff now, but I'm waiting. I'm holding out for a better prize.
Fuckers. They keep sending me shit, too.
Right now, they're giving me, like, the trunk organizer.
I got that, too.
Yeah, see, I wanted something different. I got to hold out for something. Maybe
now, if you have Sirius, now that you're 50, you get a break on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to remind them of that.
I don't have Sirius. Sirius Satellite Radio?
Yeah.
Can I get it on my phone, or do you have to have it just
you
in your
You can get
car?
It on your phone.
Yeah, they actually
app.
Want you to use the app.
Ah.
Fuck Sirius Radio.
They yeah, suck. That's exactly what I say. It's free this week. It's actually free through yesterday, but for some reason it's still playing on my car.
I was given a receiver and a one-year coupon that they didn't tell me was already active.
Ah.
So I waited months to use it, and then I had lost most of the subscription.
Well, you know what happened with us? We had just purchased a subscription through an XM subscription for my wife's truck. 2 months later, she decided that she wanted a new truck. So they gave her 3 months free, but canceled. We'd already paid. You paid up front. You pay right. mm-hmm. the whole thing up front. But what it does is it renders your prior subscription null and void. Mm-hmm. So we traded 12 months, well, 10 months because it was 2 months later, for three. And they... Yeah, I had to call them and
froze
a fit.
They froze my account when that happened. The Silverado I had came with 3 years free. The whole time I drove that, I didn't pay for Sirius. And I had already had an account on the other company vehicle. So they just froze my account and restarted it.
When was this?
Oh, well, I've had this car 2 years. So it would have been 5 years ago.
Because it was 2018 that they screwed us on that. They were assholes about it. So I called the dealership and I talked to our buddy there, and he couldn't fix it either.
There's nothing they can do.
Nothing they could do.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense because it's a service contract.
I eventually got them to credit the credit card, and I threw such a fit they gave me all 12 months back rather than just the...
Just the 10?
Instead of the 10, yeah.
Yeah, the...
They were a pain in the ass.
The one morning show I like to listen to is still in contract negotiations, so I'm waiting until they either get a contract or don't, and then I'm going to figure something else out.
And see, when I listen to it, I listen to Grateful Dead Radio or Tom Petty Radio. Those are the two stations to listen to. But I don't. I'm going to throw my name out there now because I'm not sure who the DJ is for Tom Petty, but he must be the last DJ. He's terrible. I was listening to Tom Petty Radio on the way. What's that?
He's stuck on the Tom Petty station. How good was he supposed to be?
This guy would put you to sleep. He has odd pauses in the middle of sentences. There's a lot of dead air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are
and he
running
sounds like,
down the drain.
He sounds like he went to the Ben Stein School of DJ.
I'm sorry. Is this station just playing Tom Petty songs?
No, it's Tom Petty, stuff that is related to Tom Petty, some of Tom Petty's favorite artists and his influences. So
same genre.
Yeah, so it's got a wide range. And so they were talking about the Dave Clark Five today, because one of Tom Petty's favorite bands. And the guy's going, and then Dave Clark Five wrote this song. Oh. I mean, there's just odd pauses, and he sounds like he's going, Bueller, Bueller. So I don't know what his name is, but I want to tell them that I will become the DJ there because I can show a little excitement. You're putting me to sleep while I'm driving 70 miles an hour down the 990.
That'd be a Tom Petty song if he wasn't dead.
I was running down a dream, right? And then if I got air, then I'd be free-falling.
There you go.
I like it.
And you can get Kim Basinger in the video now.
Bassinger.
What? She's available. That's all I'm saying.
She's available.
$6 on Cameo.
I think it's $9 if you want to see her boobies.
That's Cameo XX.
Here's 12. Take your top off and lip sync to this pet Tom Petty song.
Here's a 20. Go away.
I know you guys have made references to before with the... What's his name? Alec Baldwin and the shooting and stuff like that. Did you guys watch any of the news thing?
I didn't pull the trigger.
Yeah, I didn't pull the trigger.
Fucking liar.
What do you guys think about all that? Well, they're saying that the old guns in the West, they just had
the
triggers.
Hammer back.
Chuck, 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 chuck.
He cocked the hammer back and then let it go. It's the same as pulling the fucking trigger.
It's not.
Right.
It only goes if the trigger's engaged. If the trigger's engaged and you pull back the hammer will then fly forward and
all the witnesses say he had his finger parallel with the...
Oh. No, because some of them you have to go through, and if you cock it back all the way, you're right, it'll engage the trigger.
Yeah, but if you just go all the way back.
If you go to the halfway point, pop.
If only you hadn't shot the cameraman, we might have some footage of the event.
Jesus Christ.
What? I didn't do it?
Valid point. Valid point.
Wow. Wow.
He's New York's...
You say the most horrible things on this show.
He is New York's favorite son. Be careful.
I just want to be more like
he's
you
from Syracuse.
Such a douchebag.
And then every show, what's that show he's on? That's like so vulgar, too.
Are you talking about Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin.
Okay. Alec Baldwin, he's in 30 Rock.
I love 30 Rock was good, too. But then what was the TV show? The dating game or the, what's his game?
Match game or whatever it was.
Like that whole thing now, just everything is just vulgar in that show. It's not even just like funny anymore.
That one always was, though.
Not terribly. Not when the older ones. Everything just turns out. That whole thing is all sex, 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 sex.
Yeah, it was all that 70s innuendo.
No, not like it is now. Now it's literally right in your face.
Yeah, Family Feud is just X-rated.
Yeah, now they're doing the same thing, too.
Yep.
And everybody's watching
The Family Feud?
Yeah, with Steve Harvey.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's wholesome.
No, not that show anymore.
No.
Not so much.
I don't even watch it. It's just another thing. It's just all innuendo.
I mean, at least he's not, like, forcibly kissing all the contestants like
I got
Richard
news for
Dawson.
You. Yeah, give me that day when Richard Dawson was making out with
Richard
people.
Richard Dawson got told he had to stop kissing the women, so he did. And their ratings plummeted, and there was a letter-writing campaign from women, how come Richard Dawson isn't kissing the contestants anymore? And so they brought it back.
I thought I had a shot.
You're right. How can I sue him if he doesn't make a move on me?
Yeah.
Right. It's a setup. Yeah. Run, Richard.
That's how they get you.
And that is how they get you.
And Ray Combs started slipping his fingers up. Nah, right.
Wow.
Wow.
That's not right.
I don't know who that is.
He was the guy that Dutched himself.
Oh, now I got to look up Dutch.
Oh okay.
I got a whole lot of things to look up right now.
You set yourself up for failure drinking coffee after you said that. Yeah, it had to be a follow-up.
No. You know what Dutch is?
I don't need to know.
Don't
going to
look it up.
Well, now first I'm looking up Ray Combs.
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember Ray Combs? He was the...
He had the awesome
the
hair.
In, like, the
right. I don't remember.
Oh, he that killed idea. Himself, that guy.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Via...
A windmill, obviously. He Dutched himself.
He beat himself.
He clocked himself
to
death.
Wooden shoe.
No, sabotage!
I don't remember if it was a hanging or a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but he did kill himself.
Dutched himself.
You might have had to go to Urban Dictionary for that one.
He baked an apple pie.
Uh-oh.
Then he got caught humping it on the kitchen table.
While hanging himself.
Right.
Is it pre-poop farts?
No.
That's what Urban Dictionary has.
It's a Dutch oven.
Who was the host of Family Feud after Ray Combs, before Steve
Louis?
Richard Karn.
Louis Anderson.
Oh, what?
Yep. Louis did it for you.
Oh,
huge.
That's right. Yeah, Louis Anderson, then Richard Karn.
Richard Karn?
Oh, I forgot about
Al Borland,
Karn.
Right?
Al Borland.
Al Borland was, wow.
Louis Anderson was kind of the quick throw him in there because...
We need a warm body right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't find anything about Dutch.
No one's kissing.
Name
Louis.
A chore that you wouldn't want to do around the house. Show me laundry.
Show me make sweet love to Louis Anderson.
He really,
and that's how it turned out to be dirty.
He really did find his niche with this new character.
Yeah.
On Baskets?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That
what is that?
Good.
He plays the mother.
Never seen Baskets?
No. Is this
it's best we
Zach Galifianakis.
It.
Yeah, just
okay.
Is a clown.
Okay, Zach Galifianakis, Between Two Ferns.
Yes.
How scripted is that?
Oh, it's totally scripted.
It's got pretty be. Scripted.
So yeah. The people who are he's bad mouthing while they're in on the joke.
Yeah.
Well,
except President Obama.
No. He talked about interviewing Obama, and he said. There's a guy who comes in and asks, all right, what are the questions? And he has to approve the questions. So they gave him a list of questions. And Galifianakis is like, I'm absolutely positive this guy is going to, like, throw away the question that everybody loves, which was, what's it feel like to be the last black president of the United States of America?
And he kept
said,
it?
He said the guy looked at the list and went, okay, just handed it back to him and walked away.
I watched.
He knew he was setting Obama
up. Well, there was no mention of being married to a man, so all the other.
I watched the Hillary Clinton one, and he goes, hold on, we have a message from our sponsor, and it's the vote Donald Trump. While she's running against him for president, and she's like, really, you ran that? And then he goes, I'm so glad you can make it. We should do this again. And she goes, yeah, keep in touch. What's the best way to keep in touch? Should I email you?
Email you, yeah.
I mean, so we hit both sides.
Yep.
I wonder he didn't have an accident.
He got suicided.
So you're saying they're totally into it. They're onto the
yeah.
What's going on.
I've seen clips where... Like outtakes and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah. The movie's terrible. Don't bother watching.
What?
There's a movie?
First movie, yeah.
The movie there was a delight. Movie.
It was terrible.
Hmm.
Are we still talking about Between Two Ferns?
Will Ferrell yes. was the lone shining star of that movie.
As he always is.
All right, so Baskets. Tell me more about this. What is it on a streaming service? Is it on...
It's FX.
FX.
So it's on Hulu the next day.
Yeah. His lifelong dream is to be a clown. So
okay.
He pays... an obnoxious amount of tuition to go to a clown school in France. He doesn't speak French. So he goes to this clown school for 2 years. He doesn't understand a word anybody says the whole time. He comes back to the United States, and he can't find a job as a clown. He should
run for Congress.
He's got a twin brother who's a successful businessman. And his mom is Louis Anderson, who's constantly...
His mom is Louis Anderson?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Think, in drag?
Yeah, think of Divine less attractive.
Giving Divine shade. And it's just downhill from there. His almost girlfriend just floors me. She's fucking hysterical. She's so dry and understated the whole time. I like it. It's an appropriate pairing for him.
All right, we're done with all that. We're going to go back to the show here.
Three.
Wait,
two.
We didn't keep any of that?
No.
Some of that was really good.
I know.
I beg you to reconsider.
What's happening in Canada this week?
Fuck!
Cue the music.
No! No.
That was scary.
Wow.
That was
ultra echo.
Krampus. Yeah.
Fuck
I apologize.
Hell.
I've been practicing using the voice and it didn't.
Oh my goodness.
I piddled. You guys got a lot of good stories going on here, though. Lots of good stuff happening.
I haven't read any of them, so I can't. Except well, for the pants.
The pants one is where we're going to start and have you start it.
Which is appropriate for you.
I think certain words inherently are funny. And one of them is pants. I don't know why, what it is about that word. I just think it's hysterical. Pants make everything funnier. No pants make things funnier, too. But only describing it.
As long as you're saying the word pants.
Pants.
Something is funny. Whether it's no pants
like,
or some pants.
Corky and the Juice Pigs have at least three songs.
My pants!
Yes. And the pants that Curly died in.
Pants that Curly
and there's
died
another
in.
One. Yep. They just, they're working the pants.
Corky and the Juice Pigs. Nice 90s reference.
Pantalones.
Oh, they were the greatest.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Whoa, she's digging deep.
It's a great start to the story.
Holy shit.
Premature again, man.
Story of my life.
So, if you guys ever been camping, you know we have a distinct advantage over the ladies in that the world is our toilet.
This is true.
Girls don't have it quite so easy. So, there's products out there that are supposed to assist the woman. Like, there's trucker buddies that are just for girls.
Yeah, I've seen some that look just like a funnel.
Yeah.
They can put it up to their crotch and it's penis-shaped.
Yeah, is that like a Facebook ad I saw
recently?
Yeah,
I think so.
Which, it didn't look terribly comfortable. And it's a collapsible bottle.
Okay, there's got to be backsplash on that.
It's one thing to dump it out the window, but then you close it again and all the spray comes flying out at you. It's not good. Well, anyway, there's a new product out, and it's pants for women designed specifically so that they can pee and poop without removing the pants. They're meant to be worn without underwear.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because of the way Chick-fil-A's leggings work via overlapping movable panels of fabric, you'll need to go commando when wearing these. That's cool and all, but could get dicey if you have your period and like the security of extra undergarments or prefer using pads over tampons, though you can apparently wear a pad in the upper layer if needed. It's a major win in the privacy department. As one reviewer put it, one of the best parts of Chick-fil-A's leggings is that you don't have to pull them down and expose yourself to use them. And if you're opening them from the front, your back and sides will be fully covered. When you're done, the stretchy fabric springs back into place so you never feel exposed for long. She said, granted, you're still peeing outside, so privacy is relative, but you avoid the hassle of hoisting your pants back up and mooning other outdoor patrons, which is half the fun of camping.
Yeah.
Right.
They do take a bit of practice. It takes a bit of dexterity and practice when it comes to wiping yourself afterwards.
Kegels.
Because you only have one hand to hold back the panels while the other one's wiping.
Velcro.
To hold them open?
Yeah.
Or to wipe with?
Or what about, yeah.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
They should have.
This is the fluffy end and not the.
What are the old man? Remember the old man Western unit?
Yeah. The butt flaps?
Yeah, the little butt flap. That's all you need. They're reinventing the wheel over here.
I suppose they are. This is the new high-tech butt flap.
Yeah. They're made out of bamboo, so I mean.
Oh.
Yes, odor-resistant bamboo fabric. It makes them incredibly movable and comfortable, but also ensures you don't stink too much throughout your hike / camping trip / yoga session / etc. Barbara threw them into her dirty laundry after a couple of wears and pulled them out again without washing, and they kept the smells away. Wait, what?
So what smelly laundry did you have it in that it didn't absorb?
Right? Yeah. That's unsanitary.
So I think we should be able to make other clothes then out of this bamboo fabric and then never have to wash again. Eco-friendly.
The CEO of Levi or something said that you should only be washing your jeans once a year.
He's insane.
Maybe.
Do you know what it would smell like?
Pants. Right. Smell like pants.
I mean, if you're wearing an undergarment, you wash those. Why wouldn't you wash your jeans?
I'm sorry. Did you say if?
Well, yeah. I haven't worn underwear since
1931.
He's a time traveler.
Yeah. All my underwear burned up in the shirt factory.
They're shaped like triangles.
Look at I don't want to make fun of this story, but I almost shit in my pants looking at the price of this. I wish I had a pair of those on right now.
The manufacturer's suggested retail price is $119 per pair.
What?
Which seems like a bargain, according to the article, if you're someone who spends a lot of time in nature and away from a proper toilet.
Yeah.
Trucker buddy's like $15.
Yeah.
Oh, I've paid way less than that for a trucker buddy.
For girls. No, those are called lot lizards.
Yeah, same thing. same thing.
You're using it wrong as well.
Some people pee with a trucker buddy. I pee on a trucker buddy.
Here's a woman actually peeing while she's rappelling from a mountain.
Allegedly.
On a Twitter.
She's got the squat down pretty good, too.
She got the squat. Yeah, I don't think she's actually peeing either. No, I don't see any.
She's not. She's pretending.
She's got a couple of things down pretty good there.
Yeah.
In the way that the sun is hitting her, then it's not even a very large mountain. It's more of a, just a tiny hill.
All right. Two more articles, then Canada Watch.
And then it's a wrap.
You guys have been yammering and yammering.
Keep talking and shit.
Yeah.
And I know which one you want to do last, so what do you want to do second to last?
Second to last? I don't know.
I call third.
You said that last time,
too. You always tell third.
No matter what we're doing, third.
I'd like the name Buford T. Justice. That sounds fun.
How about if you're doing Adriana Chekic? I can't ever pronounce her name.
Pardon me?
Adriana Chokit.
What article is that?
That looks like the last one.
It is the last one on there. She said that porn gave her sport-level injuries.
It might have. You got to stretch.
She looks like Aubrey Plaza. With
she
tits.
Does. Oh, I'd eat her ass, too.
Damn it.
Does she look like C-3PO?
Why is that always the option?
Well, you, I mean,
she looks like, is that C-3PO?
Whose ass would you
Who's
not
the metal
eat?
One, or is that R2-D2?
Kim Basinger.
Really?
Am I not looking at the right article?
I'd probably eat her butt.
Yeah, C-3PO is the gold one.
Yeah, she looks like she's the offspring of C-3PO.
I'd still do it right here on the table in front of you, though.
That dress just looks like the robot from Spaceballs.
Yes. There you go.
Not in here, mister. This is a Mercedes.
Dot Matrix.
Dot Matrix. Yeah.
Matrix.
Which was a ripoff of C-3PO.
Yes.
Exactly.
Voiced so, by.
But this doesn't
Joan
look
Rivers.
Like
Joan Rivers.
Like C-3PO is a
the late great
Dot Matrix.
Joan Rivers.
Right. Who got killed by the political parties.
All right. We don't need suiciding among the podcast.
That's a conspiracy, right? That's
a conspiracy.
It is.
That's how the Clinton
Can we
get.
Talk?
Nope.
Apparently not. No.
As a sex haver with so little athletic ambition that reverse cowgirl is outside of my physical comfort zone, I've always admired the strength, endurance, and often downright acrobatic abilities porn stars bring to the act. Still, I've never exactly thought of porn as a sport, but based on
Sports.
The extreme sport-level injuries one industry professional claims to have sustained during her time in front of the camera, it seems like it might as well be.
It's no different than the WWF and pro wrestling.
It's all fake.
I've never seen a porno somebody gets hit with a metal chair.
The injuries, the orgasms.
You're not on the right website, then.
I guess so.
you got to stretch and stay hydrated.
Don't come yet, clang.
I have a really screwed up neck now. She has a pinched nerve, and her C6 and 7 are out of place.
Well, maybe her crotch wasn't built to take them big old fucking monster dongs.
Well, yeah. She should have stuck with the C6 and C7 instead of the C9.5.
Exactly.
Her brainstem actually came out of the pocket a little bit. Holy fuck.
How hard were they railing her? Jesus
Christ.
What was in her pocket?
I'm telling you.
She compares to sexier wrestling, so good call.
Oh, yeah, nice. Look at that.
There you go.
What's up?
She takes an ice bath after shooting in order to help her body recover from the toll of filming a rough scene.
Was she doing all that Brazzers shit?
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. That's practically assault.
Well, that one guy was arrested and convicted of assault. I can't remember his name anymore. There was a big deal about it about a year ago.
Yeah, they're like one move away from German porn.
It's
Fleischin Mannschauser.
Some of that Eastern European shit, I can't even watch.
The star said her doctors have encouraged her to slow down.
Wait, that's the line, Matt?
Have you seen some of it? Wow.
I'm looking up what Brazzer means.
It's safe mode? Safe mode?
It just says Brazzer porn, but I don't know what Brazzer is.
It's a website.
Really hardcore site.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it either, Alan.
Oh. 11 million followers.
Hey,
somebody's heard of it.
Brandy loves on that.
Do you guys want my password?
Cameo?
Cameo.
Really?
Yes.
Who?
She's on there for a limited time. She's doing some kind of charity event.
You?
No.
Oh, that's a charity case.
Yeah.
Is charity in the video with her?
That would be fun.
Depending on the charity.
Hi, I'm Charity Case. I'm going to do my first anal today.
Do not loop that.
As soon as you
done
said that,
and done.
Do you remember when Zach and Miri made a porno, that movie?
Yep.
Never when she was all blocked up and he's in the camera underneath.
No, they're supposed to prep for those types of things.
She didn't.
Apparently.
That was Katie Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's a trained professional.
I know.
She is.
Is she?
Yes.
Yes.
She is.
Never heard of her.
She has a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Good for her.
So does Nina Hartley. Yes. She has a husband and a girlfriend. Husband and a wife.
Yes.
Well, that means her girlfriend also has a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
Does she live in Utah?
No. I'm not sure how.
All it takes is money.
It's
really?
A lot of that's not official. They just.
Right. But she's been with the same. She's been with her husband since before her porn career began. And now the wife, 20 years.
So he's a pimp.
No, he's not into the business at all, right. I don't think. He's like Dolly Parton's husband.
Katie's husband is in the
Katie
business.
Morgan?
Yes.
In the business?
Yes.
Yeah.
She, doesn't she? I thought she had a show on HBO.
Katie Morgan?
Yeah, yeah. She did.
Okay. That's how I know her.
I've read her articles.
I have never, ever seen her on blacksonblondes.com. Never. Is that a website for real? It's got to be.
It's got to be a genre.
Rule 34, Craig.
Mm-hmm. Give me a minute.
Because she's definitely blonde, so.
Alan, turn off your Wi-Fi right now. Matt's on the prowl.
Oh, dirty.
He can't do that on that one. Like, hell, I can't.
Yeah. He's got to explain to IT what's going on.
You just get really tiny pictures. Pretty sure he's the IT.
This is what you don't do. I was just demonstrating how to do this safely. This is what happens when you don't use Safe Search.
You just put a hammer right through it.
Yeah, something wrong with it. I'm just deleting my history.
Why do you keep expensing drill bits? Well, I have to destroy those hard drives.
What exactly, was there a specific act that caused these specific injuries to her?
I think that she's just, like Matt said, she's in a hardcore porn site. I think she's contracted to that site, and they just, they're not nice.
They're not. And she doesn't stretch. She doesn't limber up. She doesn't cool down. She probably walks around with
the doctors
bag.
Told her.
And she just doesn't listen.
She needs some bamboo pants.
And she's probably not hydrating.
The doctor told her to cut back on the orgy and gangbang scene. So, I don't know.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
I mean, once you hit 15, it's all downhill from there.
Listen, Houston.
You need to clarify the 15
not the
right
age,
now.
15 cocks.
Okay.
Okay.
That's better.
I'm recording it, so stop giving me updates.
Okay.
The gangbang?
No, the Bills game.
Oh, you should see the yardage.
Thank you for clarifying that.
They're stopping. They're going to measure this one.
They're that impressed.
Bring out the sticks.
We're going to need two men in chains.
Again, I call third.
Who knew her jaw can come unhinged?
Like a fucking snake. Jaw hell or hip if she's taking all that tick.
So we like to make the joke that college students today can't handle the reality, so they have cry closets and all that.
Pussies.
That was a thing.
We were in the airport in Vegas waiting to come home, and they have a pod that you can pay to sit in, and it's just like an isolation booth with a window. It's a crying pod.
Right.
But it's like $15 an hour.
Oh.
Wow.
My ex-wife, when she worked at the hospital, she worked for the director of nursing, and every once in a while she'd go into the behavioral health unit and just want to sit in the quiet room for 10, 15 minutes. The padded one that they seal up, so nice and enjoy the not noise.
I'm in my
and then
second,
she'd come home to me.
I'm in my second workplace that had a room specifically for nursing. So,
right.
So if women are breastfeeding, they can go in there and they can feed the baby or they can pump.
Make me a coffee.
A leche.
Three squirts, two Splenda, please.
And you can't use that room for anything else ever.
Correct.
Even if there's no nursing women in your company.
But there might be.
But there isn't.
But there might be some.
So if somebody's having a rough day, you can't use that to just go sit and be quiet or take a phone call or anything like that.
That's what bars are for.
to nurse?
Sure. I mean, if you need to go and de-stress for part of the day,
go have a liquid lunch, yeah.
Exactly.
But you're right. There should be a little quiet space dedicated for everybody.
Right. But having that one room dedicated for that one explicit thing that's rarely ever used is just a waste of real estate.
Sit under your desk and have daily active shooter drills. Just hide under your desk for some quiet time.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Active shooter drill. Yeah.
Possibly saving my life.
Air raid drill. We were told to do this once a week when we were kids.
Air raid drills, yeah.
Duck and cover and cry.
Because when you pull your coat over your head, you're safe from nuclear weapons.
That's right.
Like putting a mask on.
Everybody knows that. Oh.
Wow.
Hard right, Alan.
So in addition to cry closets and personal timeouts, Stanford University is now launching its first class taught completely in virtual reality.
I'm cool with that.
It seems like it would be cool.
Is online versus virtual reality two different things?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh. Are they charging more tuition for this?
I don't know. They charge enough for tuition. They don't need to charge any more.
So does that mean they have to have the glasses on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's the picture.
Unless you get the eyeball implants.
Do they have those for real? Because that would be awesome if they did. I was going to buy that. Is that Oculus?
Yes.
That's so one of them, yes.
I wanted to buy that. And
you don't want the Oculus.
I don't want it. Why not?
Because it's solely a Facebook product. You can get some that are more generic.
It's like the iPhone of virtual reality.
Oh, okay.
Kind of.
All I want is I want to be able to have that, but I don't want to even play games. I just want to fly. Is there stuff out there where I can just fly like Superman?
Yeah, plane.
Promise me that you will only play with this on the first floor.
I could just sit there and do it. I just want to fly.
He just wants to fly like an eagle.
I don't want to have to go through and shoot everything and do all this stuff. I want to go in oceans and I want to see like Jacques Cousteau, and I'd like to be underwater. Like, I don't want to have to collect coins, and I don't want to do stuff like that. I just want to be.
You can just come over to my house and get in the pool, man.
There you go. Let me up!
We'll throw ass pennies at you and pick them up off the bottom.
Okay, so Oculus is you'll have to tell me which one I should get then.
Strangely, the ass pennies float. Don't ask me how I know that.
Because there's peanuts stuck to them.
You need more protein if they're floating.
A communication professor has formatted his class communication 166266 virtual people to take place in virtual reality after 20 years of teaching the subject and seeing the technology develop. It's the first class set entirely in virtual reality. We live in a time where virtual reality is rapidly expanding its roles in how we work, play, and communicate. The music professor's name is G. Wang.
Huang. And G like a chord?
Gangsta. G-E. Like Warren G.
Buffett.
Harding.
Oh.
No, that's somebody else.
You're leaving, aren't you?
In a couple minutes, yeah.
When planning the class, he took a gamble on whether VR software and technology would be advanced enough in time for him to teach it as a summer course. The software the class ended up using, Engage, became ready in late May, just in time to run the course in the summer. Engage is a virtual meeting platform that provides tools for students and teachers to build and interact in virtual environments.
You gotta say it right, though. Engage.
Engage.
Question.
Make it so.
So is Engage the thing that's like a generic Oculus? Or is Engage?
Never heard of it.
It's the software they're using.
It's the software. So you still need the glasses.
Correct.
Okay.
You can do just a little bit of research and find a whole bunch of alternatives.
Okay.
So I thought it was kind of cool they were doing virtual reality. But I wanted to make fun of it too because cry closets because they can't handle reality.
Right. So virtually it's better.
Before you go, we got to do the new cure for constipation because it goes back to the...
Because you don't want
to
miss that.
Yeah, you don't want to miss that one.
The mathematician?
The mathematician.
Yeah.
You work it out with a pencil?
Works it out with a pencil, yeah.
That's funny.
Thank you, Matt.
Because we talked about the Chinese.
Right, the aubergine.
Yes. A bomb squad was called to Gloucestershire Royal Hospital after a man gets a World War II mortar stuck up his ass.
Ah!
Whoa.
The bomb squad was called to the hospital on Thursday after a patient was admitted with a mortar shell stuck in his rectum. Troops from 11 Explosive Ordnance Disposal Regiment rushed to the hospital after being notified by police that a patient had presented with a munition in his rear. The man was a military enthusiast.
You think?
Yeah, apparently.
Who found the shell while clearing out, but somehow tripped.
It's a million one shot, Todd.
And fell onto the 57 millimeter piece of army ordnance.
How's it a million one shot when you're the third guy in the waiting room?
Wrecked him.
Damn near killed him.
There it is.
The 57 millimeter mortar round was used by the Royal Artillery in the Second World War as anti-tank rounds, though it would later be used by British tanks in North Africa.
Your ass is tougher than a tank.
How big is 57 millimeters?
Listen to the rest of it.
For sticking up your ass.
These rounds measure at 57 millimeters per in diameter and an eye-watering 170 millimeters in length.
Wait, it was all the way up there?
I don't know.
Because looking at the picture, it gets wider the farther you go.
He said he put it on the floor, then he slipped, and it went right up his ass.
That's the worst one that happens.
It's going to be...
I don't know how a lube got on it.
If I had a nickel.
It wouldn't fit with that ordnance.
Wow.
Now, this is a German...
No, this is English.
It's English, okay. So it wasn't Fusilli Jerry.
It was a German ordnance, though, because that just makes sense.
Of course it was.
2 1/4 inches. So, what's that, 2 1/4 inches?
Yeah, it looks about right.
That looks like 8.
By 6 3/4.
For those not on the video feed, his fingers were very close together.
So, 2.5 by 6 3/4. But he put it in sideways.
They stack better that way.
The whole 9 yards is what he took.
We can confirm an Army Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team was called out to Gloucestershire at the request of local police. Typically, they just blow it up.
Yeah. Usually, they take them out someplace and detonate.
Yes.
I bet this guy was thinking, please just Bugs Bunny this thing and whack it with a hammer.
No gas, no gas, no gas.
Well, then don't forget to say hello, everybody.
The unsteady patient was released from the hospital and is expected to make a full recovery just as long as he does not trip and fall onto any more artillery shells.
Do they have to seek any kind of mental health after stuff like that, do you think?
I don't know.
That's kink shaming. It's not allowed.
Well, appears you've touched a nerve, Alan.
Sorry.
No, but that mortar did. Several.
That's called a prostate.
That's funny.
Oh, he rocketed off. Goodbye.
Have fun picking up your offspring. It's great seeing you this week. Make
coming
smart
back?
Choices.
What about next week? You coming back?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Is it a sword under your television?
What are you talking about?
Right there.
I don't see a sword.
Oh. I don't have my glasses on. It's just the stand of the TV. Huh. It looks like one of those samurai sheaths.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, which you should not have in your house because those are sharp.
I have plenty of samurais. In my war room, I got all my swords.
You're not allowed anything sharper than asparagus.
About a year and a half ago, we talked about in Oregon where they cannot pump their own gas. Remember we made a lot of fun of them? Because they were going to make them pump their own gas and people were losing their mind. And that one guy from New York City or New Jersey was talking about pumping his gas, gave him PTSD.
I think it's the law in New Jersey, too.
New Jersey has, it's flexible. Depends on the county you're in.
A lot of them in Jersey are flexible.
I don't know. Anyway, this week in Oregon. Beaverton police take hamster into protective custody after the owner is accused of DUII. What's DUII? I don't know. 3 officers corralled the hamster and took the animal into protective custody after the animal's owner and driver was accused of impaired driving. Shortly after 2:30 a.m. Tuesday, Beaverton officers stopped a vehicle on the suspicion that the driver was impaired. Officers reportedly talked with the driver and found that she had a hamster in her lap. The hamster, whose name is unknown,
was loose inside the vehicle. It was the only other occupant. She told police that she was headed to a local store. She got out of her vehicle and left the hamster on the dashboard. Police arrested her on an accusation of driving under the influence of intoxicants, and she was lodged in the... What the heck? I'm getting only parts of this article. Neither she nor her hamster were injured during the incident. She didn't have anyone who could get the hamster, so they should just kill it, she told police. Police told her the pet would not be harmed and they would take it to a safe location. It took three officers to capture the furry little passenger. It appeared that the hamster wanted to stay in the vehicle and it put up a good fight trying to avoid capture. An officer created a container for the animal from an evidence tube and safely transported the hamster to the police station. The lesson learned from this incident, other than do not drink and drive, it is not safe to operate a motor vehicle with any type of animal on your lap. For people needing to transport a hamster, they suggested Richard Gere's ass.
I was going to say a German mortar.
We had to sit through that whole fucking thing so you could do a Richard Gere joke. Jesus Christ.
Well, he saw Pretty
Woman. 1987 called.
He just saw Pretty Woman the musical. So.
I did.
Hey, there you go.
Call it. It was a great musical.
Was the actor 7 inches shorter than the actress?
No.
On stage?
No. But so the whole thing's set in the 80s, like the movie is. So the guy, Adam Pascal, that was his name. He was the male lead. When he sang, he sounded like a conglomeration of all the greatest hair band metal singers singing power ballads. It was freaking awesome.
Sounds like a cacophony if they were all singing at once.
He was like a cross between David Coverdale, Tom Kiefer, and Steven Tyler.
Isn't that a coffin for mummies?
Tom Kiefer?
No, what he said.
What?
I forgot what you
said. Sarcophagus.
Sarcophagus.
Yeah, but you said it sounded like a sarcophagus, but not a sarcophagus.
A cacophony.
Oh, same thing.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm using too many pink words.
That guy's talking about mummies.
He fooled us last week.
Fool me once. Holy cow. I thought your Richard Gere joke was fun. Thank you for sharing that with us.
35 years ago.
Yeah.
Did they find a wiffle ball bat in the car?
It still holds up.
Does Richard Gere's ass still hold up?
I don't know. I mean,
it's probably collapsed by now.
You can get that retread. That was awesome.
Anna believes Richard Gere has blown out his O-ring.
You can get those retread.
They have those plastic surgeons will fix that.
Yeah, you tighten them up.
That's why he's got cheeks now. Meanwhile, with more police action, man makes his girlfriend go down on him in the back of the police car and puts it on OnlyFans.
That's outstanding.
Last week, a Florida couple was accused for having oral sex in the back of a police car. He was stopped by Florida Highway Patrol troopers for reportedly driving his black BMW with a suspended license. Since the car was being towed, they offered to give him and his girlfriend a lift to the gas station. According to the warrant acquired by the smoking gun, when they were placed in the back of the car, she whispered to her boyfriend, "Baby, we should make an OnlyFans video back here." She asked the officer in the front seat, "What if I suck his dick back here?" In the arrest record, the trooper said, "I informed her she could not do that, but she subsequently requested again."
I'm already a criminal. What are you going to do? Fucking arrest me?
Well, they're just giving him transport, so they weren't right in trouble then.
Right. Well, look at the picture. You can't put them plunger lips to waste.
Oh my
she
God.
Looks like she looks like a cheap Amy Winehouse, and right. Amy Winehouse already looked cheap.
Right. I'm glad that she didn't mess up her eyelashes.
She looks like an Amy Winehouse impersonator by a drag queen.
That's what I was thinking, actually.
The police left them alone in the back of the car for a few minutes. You know they left them alone on purpose.
Exactly.
She's already propositioned twice, and yeah, you're going to leave them unattended.
They had to make sure their body cams were working.
Yeah. They also have that on their OnlyFans page.
I'm just going to leave this body cam here on the dashboard.
So he used his phone to record the act, shouting, "Is it possible for you to hear me? She is currently sucking dick in the back of a state policeman. I just sucked his dick in the back of a police car," she boasted in a video call.
Atta girl.
She was dropped off before the police could watch the footage shot on his in-vehicle camera. He had to make sure it was working first.
Right.
He returned immediately and arrested her. She was released after posting $1,000 bail and will be arraigned again on the 16th of December.
On what charge?
Well, that's indecent exposure, I would think.
She didn't expose anything. Indecent?
I don't know.
Well, you don't know that his was indecent.
I'm not judging.
I mean, if it was worth knobbing on, it had to be pretty deep, in pretty good shape. A year from now, she'll be another article about hurting herself doing porn.
Yeah, no.
Yep.
She'll be able to reflect on this day with her grandkids. One of her shining moments.
So, yeah, Buford T. Justice approves this message. So, Rich, what's happening in Canada this week?
Cue the music!
Good enough.
Thank you.
Your listening pleasures, Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all.
Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
This week's Canada Watch is brought to you by none other than the illustrious Craig Bacon, Esquire. You pick the art. I haven't read it.
It's the only one I could find, man.
Going in cold.
All right.
It's got Toronto in the title, so.
Right.
It must be good. A tiny sliver of vacant land in Toronto is less than 30 centimeters, whatever the fuck that means, wide, has hit the market for $50,000, Canadian dollars, and already has three offers as of yesterday at 2:45. No, today at 11 a.m., three offers. The property, located at 1060 Danforth Avenue, in case you guys are going to run up there and check it out, in the Danforth and Donlands Avenues area, hit the market late last month for $49,999. So the price has gone up from all the competition.
The whole Canadian dollar.
The piece of land, which is 0.72 feet by 105 feet, is between a church and a pharmacy, and is too small for anything to be built on it. Not a series of glory holes. You got the pharmacy right there, so you get your supplies. You can get the church right next door.
With the confessionals.
Yeah, but look at the picture. It shows it's got to be at least 8 feet
wide. No, it's only a slice of it.
Yeah, you're only getting a portion of that. And then you can grow a paper crop in the rest of it.
Oh.
So 0.72 feet. It's going to be about that wide.
Yeah.
About 8-9 inches wide and 105 feet.
Let the record
deep.
Show Mr. Bacon held up his hand about yay wide. Anyway, it's too small for anything to be built on it. Toronto real estate agent Anthony De Cesare told CTV News Toronto on Sunday that the seller purchased the property in a 2013 auction for $5,000. The land was auctioned off by the City of Toronto after the previous owner failed to pay their taxes. Photos of the property make it look bigger than it is.
It's all about the angle.
Craig, you got to hire that photographer, buddy.
Well, you can see how wide it is. If you look at the picture, if you look on the right side towards the pharmacy, which is where the property they're talking about is, there's two fence posts. That's your 0.72 feet.
But you know what? If you make a deal with the church and buy the rest of it, then you got a nice little hunk of property. And I'm sure they can sell it to you.
I bet you the church bought it.
The church on the left owns about 95% of the patch of grass.
I don't think the church would have to buy it because they figure nobody else would really want it. And if the church can expand, if they want it, go up right up to that 1 foot arena. But I think they'd be better in a better position to have somebody else buy that little piece for $49,000 because then in the future, somebody who's going to spend that kind of money, they'll spend a lot more money for the rest of it. So they can essentially make, the church can probably get $300,000 for the rest of it.
Well, it doesn't look like a very fancy church, so it's a matter of what's going to last longer, an empty lot or a rundown church.
Yeah.
Why would anybody want to purchase this property? It could be a good investment, De Cesare said. He said, if the church or pharmacy
next door ever sells. Developers could be knocking at your door to purchase this strip of land in order to build. I had one person interested. He's 35 years old and said, I want to buy it and hold on to it until a developer buys me out. He said he also received interest from a nearby business owner who wants to purchase the land to put up a billboard. It's a waiting game for whoever buys this, Deesazar said, admitting there isn't much else to do with the land. It gets a lot of attention. And that's what's happening in Canada this week.
Do you have a website for us?
Of course I do. I think I've mentioned this one before, but I've never done it as the website of the week.
Okay.
It used to be a really good website. And honestly, I haven't reviewed it recently, so you guys might be in for delight, or it might be shit. The website is 419, that's 419, Eater, 419eater.com.
Not eat her.
No, Eater, okay. As in eater of candy. You dirty, dirty man.
This is a scam tracker?
Yes. So 419 is the penal code in Nigeria that makes it illegal to scam people.
Ooh.
Which all these Nigerian scam artists, they call people and say they're with tech support. They say they're a prince and they're trying to smuggle money out of the country. And they'll give you a piece of the action if you help. Anything. They'll say anything. They'll say they're in love with you just to get money out of your hands. So this website is dedicated to scam baiting. They find out these people are scammers and they do their best to waste their time to try and reverse the scam and get stuff out of them. They'll make them do crazy things to just belittle them and then post it on the internet for everybody to see and just basically waste the scammer's time so he's not fucking with somebody and cutting into their time. There's two stories on this website. The first one I found is I was looking for an image of a Commodore 64. I don't remember why at the time. And lo and behold, Google Images shows me a wooden sculpture of a Commodore 64.
Okay, we definitely talked about this.
Yeah?
Yep.
So it was a fascinating story, and I started reading all kinds of stuff on here. It looks like the most recent post on here is from June of last year. Is that right? That's too bad, because this used to be a very active forum. Let's see. Yeah, this has not been active for like a year. That's too bad.
The scamming doesn't happen anymore.
The scamming still happens. It's just people aren't posting on this website.
If you look at the comment below it, it says Eater is moving.
Oh, where's that?
Oh.
Right on the main page?
Yes. Yeah, you scroll down on 6/18/2020.
AFF.419eater.com/ December 6, 2021, 6:44 p.m.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. I'm going to take your word for it.
But that's it. So that address is AFF.419EATER.com.
Oh, that's the new one. Okay. So that makes sense. Because I always wondered what was going to happen when the scammers finally caught up to the fact that their shit's all getting posted on the internet and these guys are just fucking with them. Because the scammers have access to the internet too.
Right.
Anyway, there's some great stories on here. If you're interested in doing scam baiting, there's some incredible ideas on here. You can come on here and find some inspiration and just laugh your ass off. I will say, as a warning, scam baiting can be dangerous. Some of these people already have information about you that they bought from other scammers. So if you're going to try this, be very careful. Don't give out any real information. Probably the best idea is to make up a fake profile of somebody else that you're very familiar with, or you just make up a bunch of details and stay consistent with them. Never give out your real information. Never give out your real bank card or anything like that. The most intense one I've seen is they got this scammer to travel, and this is the scammer's in Africa. He's in like a country that's under a lot of duress, and he convinces the scammer that the scam baiter convinces the scammer that he sent him the wire transfer he's been waiting for, but he accidentally sent it to the wrong Western Union office, and then what he sent it to is in the opposite side of the country. So he's got to drive 6 hours, and there's going to be checkpoints, and there's going to be rebels and shit like that. So the guy does it, and he drives all the way to the other Western Union only to find out the money's not there. The scammer figured out who he was and threatened to send somebody to kill him.
Ooh.
Yeah. So You've got to be very careful. By the same token, if you can convince somebody to drive through a war-torn country for no good reason, he's not scamming old ladies. So, you know, there's trade-offs in life. All right, so that's AFF.419ETER.com.
To the new forum there.
That's the new forum, yep. Yeah. You can still get to it from the main page of 419ETER.com.
And it looks like the original page, there's a lot of cool stuff on there. They have a Hall of Fame trophy room and all that.
Yes, the trophy room is the best.
Are those the mug shots?
They'll tell the scammer, okay, I need to make sure this is legitimate, so I want you to take a picture of yourself holding today's newspaper in front of a naked picture of Estelle Getty or something like that.
Ooh.
And, you know, they do these things that are a disgusting thing or an impossible task or just anything that'll make them be ridiculous.
It looks stupid.
Yes. So if you can find the story on here of the Fall Guy, it will lead to YouTube videos that you are going to fucking roar over. They're great.
I'm writing a note for that in this show's... I keep notes for each show.
Yeah. Wooden Commodore 64.
The Fall Guy?
And the Fall Guy. Those are two of my favorites.
So how much did you pay for the Wooden Commodore 64?
I think I might have thrown down a few bucks.
Christmas is coming.
Yeah. Well, the actual story involves the guy telling the scammer that he's... He runs, I forget the way to word it, but he's giving out scholarships to young artists so they don't have to work a part-time job to survive. And whoever gets the scholarship gets like a year's salary and all these things and stuff. And he makes up the whole thing. And then the next day he gets an email saying, "Hi, I'm an artist. I'd like to apply for the scholarship you're giving out." So it's clearly the same guy. So he convinces him to send him an art project, and the guy does it. He makes the art project, and he shows up, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, but he sent him, like, 5 pages of rules, and you know, it's got to be this long and this high and this color, and it didn't specifically meet the exact requirements, so he makes him do a whole new thing, and he does that a couple of times, and finally he's like, you know what, he finally comes clean with the guy, and, he finds out more about the scammer and stuff. It's a really great story. You should look it up and read it.
I'm going to.
So AFF.419ETER.com. That's what it is. Check it out. Sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, for shenanigans this week, it's been Alan with a vowel movement.
Good night, everybody.
Matt.
Bye-bye.
Rich.
With a vowel movement.
Walden.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Craig. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week. Good night.
That wasn't bad.
All right, pretty good.